Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, members of the Navy Band Northeast. Very appropriate to have them here tonight, remembering the date of 9/11. And I'm going to introduce them to you now. I'm not going to give you their military titles. I'll let them do that. I'm just going to give you their names. Matthew Aiello is here. He's a flutist. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi. Thanks very much for having us.
And what is your title exactly?
I am a musician first class.
Musician first class. Okay. I like first class musicians. I think that should go into other areas besides the Navy. That would
for sure.
be great.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of musicians on the programs over the years, but you're the first one that's been first class.
That's great.
Right. And along with you is Garrett Steffen. Is that correct?
That's right, Mike. Thank you.
And you're a trombone player.
Right.
And your title?
As a leading chief petty officer.
Leading chief petty officer. Okay. So both of you have been in Newport for a while, I presume, more than a couple weeks. You know the lay of the land. Welcome to Rhode Island. I'm presuming also that you're not from Rhode Island. Let's start with you, Matthew. Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay. And, grew up there?
Yeah, I grew up there, definitely. Went to high school, Lansdowne High School.
And then joined the Navy to see the world.
That's right.
And here you are in Newport. How many years ago did you join?
I've been in the Navy for 12 years.
12 years. Yeah. Okay. All right. So been in Newport long?
About a year and a half now. Yeah.
Okay. And is that a normal amount of time or do you think you'll be moving on soon? Or
yeah, we change duty stations about once every 3 years. So,
okay.
So I'm about halfway through this tour of duty here in Newport and loving it.
Okay, great. Well, it's nice to have you here. And Garrett, how about you? Where are you from originally?
Originally from Reading, Pennsylvania. You might see it on the Monopoly board, right?
Sure, sure. Yeah. I collect $200 all the time.
Exactly. It's not the Reading Road, as I like to remind people.
It's right. Reading. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but I joined the Navy 18 years ago after going to college in Westchester University in Pennsylvania and then grad school at Arizona State University. And
okay.
So been doing this for 18 wonderful years.
And in Newport for how long?
For just about 2 years now.
Okay. Yeah. And same with you. You think that another year or so will be moving on?
Maybe. We'll see. I might be retiring here. So
there you go.
Depends on what Rhode Island has to offer. So we'll see.
All right. I have a lot of friends that have done that I know that ended up being in Newport and ended up retiring and staying in the area. As a matter of fact, the contact for this show, John Woodhouse, was a retired Navy man who ended up staying in the area. So thank him for getting us together. And we're going to listen to music provided by the Navy Band this evening, and we'll go through some of the different musical selections they have in a moment. I just want to get a little bit more information about the band itself. Has there always been a Navy Band in Newport, or is this something that's like a 20th century thing?
The Newport has a long, rich naval history, as you might know. So the bands have taken many different forms over the years. So there was a naval station band that preceded us by many, many decades. But as far as an official Navy Band Northeast, that's been within the last 50 years or so.
Okay. And and how many Navy bands are there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I need to count, though. Should we count? There's Newport, there's Jacksonville, Florida, Navy Band Southeast, there's Navy Band Northwest in Seattle, there's Navy Band Southwest in California, And then there's, what am I missing, Chief?
The big one, right?
Yeah.
Southwest is a big one.
Right. Oh, I thought Washington would be the big one, no?
Well, Washington, yes, that is one of the premier band locations in Washington, D.C. There's the other premier band in Annapolis, Maryland, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have bands overseas in Hawaii, in Yokosuka, Japan, and in Italy as well.
Wow.
Yeah. I miss Fleet Forces in Norfolk, my hometown, where I'm from.
I had no idea that there would be any in Europe. That's interesting. Okay.
All in all, we have 11 bands total.
11 bands, so that you can be in all parts of the world almost simultaneously. Now, what does a Navy band do on a day-to-day basis? Is this something that is for special exercises or ceremonies, or what is the purpose?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, that's one of the top six questions we get on every single tour, right? You know, what does a normal day look like for you? And the best answer is there is no normal day. It all depends on what our duties ask for us to do on that particular day. We could be performing a change of command ceremony, a military retirement ceremony. We could be doing a public outreach tour. Like right now, we have our brass quintet on the road in New Hampshire performing at colleges and universities, reaching out to people in areas that we don't typically get to and typically don't have a naval presence. So there is no standard day. As a matter of fact, just a few days ago, we had our semi-annual physical fitness test, and that's definitely not a normal day for a musician now, is it?
All right. So that's great. Let's get a little flavor of the band and get to his first piece of music that you've selected. And I've left the selection of music completely up to Matthew and Garrett. And tell us about this first piece.
Well, this piece is the Navy's piece. It's Anchors Away. And
pretty much says it all.
That kind of says it all, for sure.
It's
for
short. Sure, so let's listen to Anchors Away and get us in the mood. Definitely gets us in the mood, and a tune that is familiar to probably everyone in the world. And it's interesting. That sounded like a rather small ensemble versus a big band. Was that what was happening there?
That's right. That's our brass quintet.
Okay.
It's one of our ensembles. That's the great thing kind of about our job is we break into different ensembles to complete the mission. So we have a brass quintet and a woodwind quintet. We also have, of course, the ceremonial band that everybody's used to with all the instruments. And then we have a popular music group called Rhode Island Sound that plays, you know, rock music and pop music and stuff like that.
So total about how many members? 20 or 25 or?
I think we have about 30.
32 members.
32. Okay. Yep. All right. So fairly large group. All right. All right. Well, what do you have for us next?
Next, we have the flag of the Constellation. Now, this is the Constellation ship. It was originally one of the first six frigates commissioned for use by the United States Navy, right? But interesting about this is that the Constellation has taken on many forms, right? And the reason that it's tied into Newport's history is because right now at the War College Museum, they have a Constellation exhibit. You can walk up to the exhibit, which is free and open to the public, and see some of their examples of this and hear this music played as you walk up. So what's really amazing about this is what we just heard with Anchors Away being recorded by the brass quintet, and this Flag of the Constellation recording also by the brass quintet are bookends for our recording projects. Our production over the last 2 years has come a long way, as it has for all of us that have been in live music. And so this Flag of the Constellation March was recorded just a few weeks ago. So that's a little bit of the history about this next piece.
Excellent. I just want to clarify, because I'm sure some of our listeners will be interested in what you just said about being able to visit the museum.
Yes.
So it's right on, they just go down to the Walk College in that area.
Right.
And ask at the gate, and they'll get information as to where to go and how
yes.
to get in.
Yeah. There is a visitor center right outside of the gate.
No reservations necessary or anything like that?
I don't believe so. I can get back to you on that.
All right, let's listen to this. Now that we have heard from the brass quintet, you said, right? It was a quintet?
That's correct.
That would be more than a quartet.
Right, right. Well, we cheated a little bit for that last recording. We added one extra trombone player to fill out the part because that was a recent arrangement. We wanted to try to make it true to the original format of the piece, and it just really needed that sixth voice in there. So
it was a sextet.
It was a sextet for that last one.
All right. Well, that's, you know, we want to keep that straight.
For the discerning ear.
I'm sure some people listening go, wait a minute.
Right.
I heard an extra piece in there. All right, Matthew, what do we have upcoming now?
Next, we're going to listen to the WAVES March, and WAVES stands for Women Accepted for Voluntary Emergency Service. It was recently their 80th anniversary, and so all the Navy bands did a huge project where we collected recordings from every Navy band and put it together for the WAVES March.
Thank you.
we have time for one more piece of music before we take our first break. What will it be?
Well, we're giving our brass quintet a workout here, Mike. So this will be the last piece featuring the brass quintet right now. And the really amazing thing about this one is with the technology that we have at our hands today and what's available to us, we are able to literally reach across, hands across the sea, right? To quote a famous march there. And this is a joint project with the band in Japan, right? So we used their brass quintet, right? And we had our percussionists write and record parts that did not exist before. So they composed these parts just by listening to the brass quintet recording and looking at the score, trying to figure out best way to combine these different elements. So we have our percussionists joining the brass quintet from Japan for this first movement of the Galleons and Cutlasses, which is an amazing piece. And we did this as part of the Black Ships Festival, which I'm not sure you're familiar, but it's Newport's annual festival, right? It's part of that, and to honor the relationship, the long, rich naval relationship that we have with Japan as well.
All right, let's give that a listen, and we'll take a short break and be back with more. Navy Band Northeast is our special guest this evening. Actually, two representatives of the band, Matthew and Garrett, are here. We're talking about music that the band has played and recorded, and we have quite a bit more to come. Garrett, I just want to go back a second. You mentioned in the introduction to that last piece, the Black Ship Fest. What is it? Is it a festival?
You're right. Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you just explain that briefly so that if people are going, what's that about?
Right. So a long time ago, we have some very famous naval brothers here, right? The Perry brothers, right? You got Matthew and his
Oliver Hazard. Yeah,
exactly. Well, one of the brothers there, Matthew, was responsible for opening up the trade with Japan. Basically, we blockaded them until they would accept to trade with other countries. But the ships were so dirty from travels and whatnot that the Japanese had seen them as black ships out on the horizon. So that henceforth the name the Black Ship Festival.
And see, we're always learning something on conducting conversations. I didn't know that's where the name came from.
Yeah. So that is an annual festival honored right here in Newport.
Okay. Thank you for that. And Matthew, what about this next piece? We're going a little out of character here, right?
Yeah, so part of our mission in the Navy Band is, as we've discussed, is outreach to the community. And so we do a lot of holiday music every year. And this was a project that during COVID, when everything was shut down, we made a video with all of our woodwinds, and then we added percussion on it. It's Let It Snow by Valerie Coleman, arrangement by Valerie Coleman. And we added some percussion set, bass, and you'll hear the, what's this called? The wind chimes, chimes, I think.
Chimes. Okay, all right. Let's get into the holiday spirit, even though it's September.
Thank you.
the things about having the band representatives here is that there's a myriad of music that I'm sure we could be playing, but we're limited to the 6 or 7 or 8 that we're going to be able to get in today. And so, Garrett, where are we going next after the holidays?
Yeah, well, actually, it's funny that you say that, Mike, because we're going to go to a different holiday.
A different holiday.
Yes, okay. We're going to go to St. Patrick's Day in Boston, right?
Oh.
So we are so fortunate to get to work with some incredibly talented musicians. We never know what's going to be in store for us on a daily basis. We could ask our oboist one day to be helping run that physical fitness test that we just had, right? Or next week to be spinning a mace in front of the band marching down the street in Boston, South Boston, St. Patrick's Day Parade, right? And the one or two times we weren't able to do that due to COVID, unfortunately, this was one of our video outreach projects as part of our production department. This is the Dropkick Murphys shipping up to Boston. Now, as I mentioned, we have some incredibly talented people. And to give it that real flavor, we had one of our members volunteer to play bagpipes on this, right? So
okay.
I don't know how many bagpipes you get on this station here, but this is...
Not a lot.
Not a lot, right? Yeah. So this is amazing because we get to showcase the diverse talents that we have just amongst the 32 personnel that we have. So it's really amazing to get to work with all these people and to get to hear some bagpipes with some brass.
All right. And probably wearing a kilt, too.
Indeed. If you want to check out the video, you can go to our Facebook page and just scroll back, Navy Band Northeast, and you'll find that video of how we recorded this. Now, this one was done, you know, there's various recording techniques, right? This was done at the height of COVID when we were in our toughest restrictions. So this was recorded individually, each member separately in a soundproof practice room.
And then all put together, which is quite a talent to do that part of it, too. All right, let's give it a listen. The distinctive sound of the bagpipes at the end of that tune, and now we're going to go to one more song before we take another break. And Garrett, what do you have for us now?
Yeah, this one showcases our amazing vocalist, who now has actually separated from the Navy. She lives just a few short miles away from here in Exeter, right?
Well, that's where we are.
Exactly.
In Exeter, there we go.
Yeah, and the video for this one, part of the video for this tune was shot just a half mile north of here at the Rhode Island Veterans Cemetery.
Right? Okay.
So yeah. this one really brings it home, which is appropriate because this is Home by Dierks Bentley. And what this tune does is that this was part of a project to honor our deployed service members around the world, right? While the Navy musicians might hit 40 countries a year doing roughly 6,000 performances for all the bands combined, we have people that are in nearly every single corner of the world in some aspect fulfilling their military duties, right? And we wanted to honor those people. This was in October of 2020 when we recorded this one, and you get to capture the amazing talents of our vocalist with a bit of that rock band feel behind her. So this is Home by Dierks Bentley.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. Northeast is our special guest this evening. Well, not actually the whole band, but Matthew and Garrett are here, and they've been explaining the music that the band has been performing and some of the history about the Navy Band Northeast, located in beautiful downtown Newport at, do you call it Naval Station Newport? What's the official title?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Naval Station Newport.
Newport, okay. And there are opportunities for the public to listen to the band frequently, right, Matthew?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we have a show coming up. We're going to be in Mansfield, Massachusetts for their fall festival on October 1st.
Okay, and just up the road. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be around noon.
Okay, so in Mansfield. And if you want to check out where the band is going to be and things that you can listen to, there's a website, right?
That's right. The best way to to get in touch with us is on Facebook. So facebook.com/Navy Band Northeast.
Yep. Okay.
We also have our Instagram account as well for those of you that don't have the attention span for anything over 20 seconds, right? Yeah, that's a great outlet there.
And you did mention a website earlier, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, between the Facebook, the Instagram, and getting back to the Naval War College Museum, yes, they are open 10 to 4 daily, but if you want to go find out more information about that Constellation exhibit or their hours and how to get base access for the general public, you can go to usnwc.edu. That's usnavalwarcollege.edu, and get all the information you need there.
Excellent. All right. Well, what piece of music do we have next?
Next, we're going back to our brass quintet and playing a piece called Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. It's by Ray Sprankle. We mentioned before that the brass quintet is currently on tour in the Northeast, and this is one of the things that they're doing on their tour.
Beautiful music by the Navy Band Northeast. Matthew, what do we have next?
Next, we're going to take a patriotic turn and listen to a good favorite called America the Beautiful. And this is a solo piano arrangement by a very talented pianist that just left the Navy, musician third class Abe Olivo. But he's no longer in the Navy, pursuing a music career. I hope you enjoy America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful, can't get much more of a standard than that. Here we go.
Thank you.
Matthew, a lot of people that live in southern New England frequently go over Interstate Route 195, and as they do that in the Antifall River, they see a very large naval ship, or several ships, right? Battleship Cove.
That's right.
And but the Navy doesn't actually have a unit there, right? I think it's just a museum, as I'm understand it. But occasionally, I'm sure the band has the opportunity to play there.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, this morning we were grateful to be a part of a ceremony honoring the first responders who lost their lives during the 9/11 attacks.
Right.
And there was a great performance of our next tune, Taps. So we're hoping we can play that, Mike.
A solemn way to listen and think about the events that happened on 9/11. Certainly a solemn piece of music for a solemn remembrance of 9/11. And we're listening to the Navy Band Northeast, although that wasn't very much of the band, just one person playing taps. And I want to thank both Matthew and Garrett for being here representing the Navy Band Northeast, and hope you enjoy your time in Newport that's left. Whether it's a year or two or retirement, and you could get into the radio business after you retire.
Sounds great. Thank you, Mike.
We have a spot here for you. You've handled yourself very well, so you know, nice. This could be a new career. It was a new career for me. I didn't start till I was in my almost 50 years old before I started in radio.
So I'm catching you never up know. To you. Yep. Okay. No, thank you. Yeah, no, thank you very much for having us, Mike. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's great to just be able to share what the Navy Band Northeast can do for the entire New England area, you know. And yes, you mentioned that was just one soloist, that was one bugler performing taps. But if you want to catch the whole band, this next piece will give you a taste of what the whole band sounds like together on our national march, Stars and Stripes Forever. But also, we've got upcoming performances. If you want to see us in that New England tradition of an amazing parade, right? You can catch us November 5th for the Boston Veterans Day Parade, and then actually on Veterans Day in New York City, performing for both of those. And we're incredibly excited to be able to participate in those and perform for hundreds of thousands of people, because, you know, that's just what a feeling it is to be marching down the street, playing some of our nation's favorite tunes, and having people applaud for you. So thank
Cheering
you for the opportunity.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Excellent. Well, once again, thank you both. And we're going to go out with this last piece, which I'm sure everyone will recognize. And then we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.